Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year we're the official radio station, online radio station of the festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Nicholas Wining-Refn, who is here presenting the restored European cut of Dawn of the Dead from 1978. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, tell me about your connection to the film Dawn of the Dead by George Romero.
Well, I mean, I like everyone else, you know, saw the film and when they were young and found it very fascinating. And about 6-7 months ago, I was asked if I wanted to present a restoration of Dario's version, which is a slightly different version. And I was absolutely whatever I can do to help Dario. And so that's what brought us to the Venice Film Festival.
Do you still remember the first time you watched the film?
Yeah, I think I saw it on video, probably. I mean, I'm from that generation of video.
I recorded it from late-night television as well. That's the memory that I have of it. What was your reaction to it? What did it impress you right from the start?
I think just the imagination.
Yeah.
It was just such an imaginary movie.
Yeah, it really is. And also, I think it works perfectly well today. Its impact, even on the social observation side of things, hasn't really changed or, you know, lessened over the years. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think it's one of the few films that transcended from not just being a movie, to being more of a political manifesto or a cultural foreseeing of what society will be feeding on. It has ingredients of fetish. It's suspenseful. It mixes all kind of film genres in one. It's a very crazy film.
Yeah. Well, there is this kind of freedom in this type of film that is sometimes classified as B-movies, but I struggle to find B-movies because sometimes there's elements in it that kind of makes it seem very, very free. So you have a love for these types of films too. Where does this love kind of come from?
Well, I think I love anything that's personal or made by someone's need to live out their fantasies.
Right.
So whatever that is, it's kind
of
like...
You just addressed the misconception, because a lot of the times these films are categorized as something that were made just to make movies fast and kind of make easy money on the exploitation market sometimes, but you see them as being quite personal films.
Well, I've not seen every movie, you know, so obviously not everyone or every film is like that, but I do think a lot of films are like that, you know, but, you know, it's how we categorize A, B, and C in filmmaking has always been a bit absurd because, you know, how can you say something is good when no one really cares?
Well, I personally I've realized that I love cinema in general for its imperfections rather than perfections.
Well, I think that there's no such thing as perfection in entertainment. Yeah. It's a myth, but I think the ones who strive for it are usually the ones that maybe miss the point of imperfection is what is human.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now with Dawn of the Dead? Is it getting released anywhere? Is it going to be re-released worldwide?
I think it's rolling out in various countries of, you know, the Dario spotlight.
Right. Is there any kind of future plans to look after some other films in the future? Or is there any one film in particular that you think should get... maybe a few titles, actually, that should get more exposure and has kind of been overlooked over the years?
Oh, God, I'm not really a film historian or an encyclopedia of film.
Right.
I'm sure there are so many. There's a movie called Night Tide, which is very interesting, that was a black and white film from the 60s that I saw that I really loved. That could be a great restoration.
Was it directed by?
It was directed by Curtis Harrington, and I think it was Dennis Hopper's first starring role, at least that's what I'm told.
That's fantastic, that's great. Would you be able to tell us if you're working on anything at the moment?
Well, I'm working on everything and nothing.
That's a great answer. That's a lot of mystery there. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.